proclamation number 6958 dated the October 31st th 1957. The right path will be shown to people. I can only ever just kindle a light for you and illuminate the way, but you have to voluntarily walk it yourselves. And I can also offer you my company, but at the same time I will not impose it on you, precisely because I won't force you. Instead, you yourselves have to join me and appeal to me that I should always walk by your side as your fellow traveler. But then you cannot go astray. Roman 1, for my part, will certainly do everything to enable your ascent to me. Nevertheless, you have the freedom to want and act at your own discretion. So many people fail because they misuse their freedom and turn a deaf ear to all my advice and words of caution, yet their rebellious determination will not be forcefully broken. You can certainly force people on earth into obedience, though you can use your power when you believe that people resist you unjustifiably. But my eternal plan of salvation excludes all use of force where it concerns the retrieval of the spirit. Because the final goal I want to accomplish can only be achieved by the being's free will. My love will persistently strive for this goal and will also find the right means to turn the spirit's will to its favor so that it then will voluntarily walk the path of return into the Father's house. Love achieves much, and any loving being's influence on the still undecided spirit can be successful, but this will be difficult if the being still favors my adversary. But the human being's will is respected, it is merely constantly pursued, or, in other words, the path will always be shown again to the person. That is, a light is kindled. Time and again my word will be made accessible to the human being which, as a light from above, clearly and precisely informs him of his earthly goal and shows the divine Savior's cross in its brightness. And once the human being can see this bright path, the will is also able to decide whether to follow this path and to aim towards the cross. This path has to be taken by every human being himself. It is pointless just to see it and not to follow it. Hence it is pointless to merely take notice of my word or of Christ's act of salvation. Instead, it is essential to walk the path which leads past the Calvary cross. My word has to be exemplified in the same way the man Jesus did on earth, and then the path, which is clearly shown to you humans, will be followed. And thus no human being should believe that it is irrelevant as to which path he walks. No human being should believe to reach the same goal on lesser ways, nor should any human being believe that he may walk without the right guidance, because then his path will inevitably lead into the abyss, back to where he came from whence my love had already lifted him. He is to commend himself to me myself. He has to appeal for my guidance. One day he will have to look at the path brightly lit ahead of him and should not be deterred when he sees the cross which shows that he will have to go through suffering. He should always think of the magnificent goal that can only be reached in this way, and he must, if he wants to walk this path, petition me for strength and trust in my guidance. And he will indeed be able to walk the path of ascent because I will always guide him such that he will bypass all treacherous cliffs, that he can easily step across each obstacle and climb the peak with ease. For I will always give him the strength not to tire, no matter how steep the path appears to him. But he will not reach the goal alone. For as soon as he walks alone, someone else will join him who will quickly and easily push him away from the right path towards the abyss. However, my love will always pursue you because my love does not abandon any of my living creations. Amen.